All right, let's start it up. Get ready, everybody. We're rolling. We're rolling. Are we rolling? We're rolling. Rolling. We are rolling, people. Stand by. And...
Omar, I promise you, whatever scum did this, not one man on this force will rest for 1 minute until he's behind bars. Now let's grab a bite to eat.
Yeah,
come on.
Action!
Yep, we're going to bring those bad guys to justice. But first, let's go get a beer. Yeah, what do you say?
We're hungry.
A Wolf Brewing Company product. Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. Welcome to hour number two of four today, ladies and gentlemen. We're stretching things out, expanding the program, the All Request and Dedication program. This hour, what am I calling this, Bobby? Our valedictory today.
That's right.
Our valedictory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say farewell because we don't look at it that way. We just don't. We have high hopes that somewhere, somehow down the line, hopefully not too far down the line, we can find either a new version of KLBB or migrate the show wherever. We're just, if we get lucky, we might talk to station owner Dan Smith here, too.
Yeah.
Come in mm-hmm. and chat with us. Mm-hmm. Good guy. He's the one who gave us this platform, this opportunity to build this show, mm-hmm. and we owe him a debt of gratitude, too, and we're going to do that, and maybe he can give us some glimmer as to what's down the road. So, folks, thanks for coming along with us. We know we have lots of extra ears out there today, and thank you so much. And to our media guys and gals out there, they couldn't be nicer. We had a lovely visit from Catherine Johnson of Channel 5 and Nick, her photographer. And I guess we're going to be profaning the airwaves tonight on Channel 5, Bobby.
Channel 5, yes. Oh, my gosh.
And I guess 11, Channel 11, Chanel number 11 is coming down. Are they here already? Okay, they're here. Mm-hmm. So have we heard from the BBC yet, the Beeb?
Huh? Yeah, okay. Well.
London calling. Okay.
They're not coming unless they can request a song, which is fine.
Well, that's okay with me. God Save the Queen. How does that
yeah,
sound?
You're right.
Okay. We're at 104. You heard our weather lady, 38 degrees. That's where we were stuck last hour,
yeah.
Right, Bob? Okay, we have cloudy skies, I guess, still. No white stuff falling, huh?
No
Mother Nature's dandruff falling upon us yet? That's
so
good.
Far, so good.
Oh, we're going to eke out of this day about 41 degrees, 3 degrees or more, and that's about all. But you know what? We've got the warmth of your affection and all the people gathering here at the station today.
We have listeners far and wide, yeah. Listeners in northern Minnesota that are going to get blasted tonight.
They are.
A winter storm, so good luck to you folks.
Yeah, and we'd like to say hello to our friends probably eating supper in Madrid, Spain right now.
Right.
Save us some dessert.
Yes.
Please send it over if you can. And we're just grateful to have you with us wherever you are. If you're across the street or across the globe, we are mighty grateful to you. We are indeed. The number to call to get your music on the air, did I identify ourselves? This is Bobby J over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the Turner boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's it. 651-275-1220. Who's this beautiful lady sitting in the studio right
who
now?
Who is that?
I don't know. The name is familiar. The face is familiar. Beautiful, huh?
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
We'll have to try to do some detective work mm-hmm. and find out who that is. Wow, that really raises one's spirits, huh? First we had Laura, mm-hmm. my daughter, in here. Now another beautiful lady.
One after another.
One after another. That's it.
Endless stream.
Uh-huh. The number to call, 651-275-1220. 651-275-1220. Please get in on the fun here. We want you, because you're part of the family, we want you to weigh in with your comments, with your song requests, and your dedications. Reach us by email to request@klbbradio.com. There's Twitter and there's Facebook. And we have another request here from Anonymous, this time from St. Paul, an Elvis song, Bobby. We played a few thousand Elvis songs, haven't we,
yes,
over the course of the show? Well, we are not down in the dumps, but Elvis appears to be down in the alley.
Down in the alley, just you and me. Janie, 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 Janie.
Well, that's Elvis Presley. Very early in the morning, Bobby. That was recorded between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. in 1966 at the RCA Studios in Nashville. What were those guys doing up all night?
I think they got it.
Were they bowling?
Right, I'm sure. It was something wholesome.
Down in the alley, yeah. That was first done by The guys who did Love Potion Number 9, the Clovers, remember that? Love Potion Number 9, yeah, I Kissed the Cop at 49th and Vine, whatever, in 1957. Elvis came along in 1966 and did it on the RCA label there. Janie. Didn't have to work too hard on the lyrics that time, but a fun song by request from Anonymous in St. Paul. Thank you very much for being with us here on this very special edition of the All Request and Dedication program here on Club 1220 KLBB. Stan Turner, delighted to be and honored to be your host, and Bobby J working his tailbone off over there trying to keep track of 8,000 things, which is about 2,000 more than he usually has to cover here. Lots of phones, lots of things going on, and I must thank again our Channel 5 friends, Catherine Johnson, reporter, and Nick Gaither, photographer from Channel 5, and now Zach Lashway coming in here from Channel 11. And thank you so much for being here, and his photographer, Matt Passold. Is that it? Got it?
Yes,
okay.
That's right.
Thank you, Matt.
Good to meet you all.
Nice to meet you too, my friend. Thank you. You want me to write the story for you tonight?
Yeah.
Or are you gonna, okay. It might have a certain bias to it, huh? Okay.
We've got a special guest now to introduce, Coleslaw Kevin.
Coleslaw Kevin. Well, here we are. Now, this guy has brought come bearing gifts, huh? I'll tell you, this guy, this wonderful friend of ours, look at all. I'm just going to stop doing the show and start eating.
You need a fork.
We do. You know, we heard from Jason Davis, great friend of ours, who was from England by way of Australia.
Right.
And the reason, one of the many reasons I wanted to hire him, is that he would sound different around here.
Right.
He would grab people by the ear. And our friend Kevin McKeever from Lakeville, Minnesota, he doesn't have a British accent, but boy, he's got one you don't hear around here much either.
Huh? Hey, you got that right, Stan.
You sound like the Bronx, Kev, huh?
I am the Bronx.
You
good
are,
to see you, and
nice
Bobby J.
You. Thanks for coming.
Hi
down.
To you, you know?
Thanks for coming down here, brother. You have been such a steady, stalwart supporter of the program.
Well, it's been fantastic. It's more this way than that way.
No, I beg to differ, but your background, your love, your passion for music goes back. You used to feed the jukebox back in the Bronx. How many rolls of, what was it, nickels then or quarters did you go through?
It was nickels. I don't want to give my age away, but yeah. In the jukebox back in McChesney's on 2-4 Street, Joe Stafford. You know, just pumped the music in there, pumped the chain in there, and like I said, if I had that money now, I'd be a multimillionaire. I could buy the station. Yeah,
but Joe Stafford is grateful before she.
Yeah.
Joe Stafford, we play a lot of her music thanks to your dedications. She was going to be a classical singer. She was training to be classical. She went pop, and we're kind of glad she did.
Yeah, very much. We would definitely need to benefit for that, you know.
Your love of music in the Bronx. We have told the story many times, and it's true, the so-called doo-wop groups.
Yeah.
These young groups, Frankie Lyman and people like that.
The Belmonts.
The Belmonts, Dion. These kids, they weren't rolling in money. They would go on the street corners in neighborhoods like yours, and they would sing, and they would imitate instruments because they couldn't afford instruments.
Right. You want to get a spot where maybe you get like a little bit of an alley or maybe the overhang from the L. So it's sort of, the voices are resounding back and forth. So you're building on it and everything like that. So, yeah, it was very rich. I mean, like here.
Do you recall any of the groups out there or just street?
We would go to the bars and hit the local, the groups in there. But I'll be honest with you, nobody special. I mean, obviously Dion and the Belmonts, because Belmont Avenue wasn't that far from where I was.
That's the Bronx, isn't it?
Yeah. Belmont Avenue is right there.
They named themselves, their group, after the streets.
Belmont. Arthur Avenue is great. It's still around to this day. It's still a very strong Italian neighborhood. You can go down there and get great and the beautiful restaurants.
What's it feel like for you when you go back to the old neighborhood? You live in Lakeville now.
Live in Lakeville. Yep. I love it. I mean, I can get in and out of the city. I know what I got to do. I know what I don't got to do. By the way, I want to say one thing real quick.
Go, do. Take your time.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Anyway.
Okay.
Get that off my chest.
No, good. Good.
But it's beautiful. It's so much fun. And New York is. I'm not being chauvinistic. It's unique.
It is.
You know,
it
there
is.
There
absolutely
are, there,
unique.
Yeah, there are so many neighborhoods, and you go two blocks, you're in another neighborhood.
The variety must be.
The variety is intoxicating. It's crazy. I mean, the museums, the restaurants.
The ethnic groups, the racial groups, the language groups. It is just a wonderful mashup. But they still maintain their identities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, you still got the Italian neighborhoods. You still got the Irish neighborhoods. I remember way back when I took my beautiful wife, Kirsten, back to New York for the first time and went to Yankee Stadium.
She being a Midwest milkmaid, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's a good old Norwegian, don't you know? But that's my Minnesota accent.
Not too bad, Kev. Better than my Bronx accent.
But we go to Yankee Stadium, and before we go in there, I said, you know, Kirsten, nobody here speaks English. So we sit in our seats, and I'm telling you the truth. Two rows in front of me, these guys are talking Spanish. These guys over here are talking Greek. The guys behind me are talking French. And the other guys over here, I have no idea what the hell. I have no idea what the heck they're saying.
We'll bleep that out.
Yeah. And I turned to her laughing. I said, see? Nobody here speaks English. it was just one of those, you know, stepped on it and came up lucky kind of a thing. But, it's a unique city. When we were there once, I had a great pleasure being there one time, all five of my kids. And my youngest son, I think, had the best wrap-up. He says, Dad, it's like a river of energy.
A river of energy. Beautifully put.
You know, and I couldn't even think of that. You know, he had to have somebody who was born and raised in Minnesota to come and see that. So,
that, too. I've not been to the Bronx. I've been to New York, but never in the Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx a few years ago was the most diverse county in the United States. So I don't know about Stillhorn, but still, it's the diversity.
I'll have you be my tour guide, Bobby. You can show us all the good places.
Get me up there with Divine Destinations.
Divine Destinations, that's the one. Is there a radio station on the air in New York like this one?
No. I mean, you get stations which have, they play maybe, Sinatra, but not this station. I mean, there's no station like this. I mean, there is... It's a quilt of music.
Thank you.
And
wow, that's lovely. It's
so together by the music and also by the personalities. It's not just the music; it's what you guys bring and Jenna
and you too.
Don't worry about it. Ain't me.
Hey, baby.
and Jeff in the morning. It's all this. It's this whole mixture. It's this mush of stuff that comes together.
It's a booyah.
There you go. It's like Bobby J's booyah. Yeah. But it's beautiful, and that's what I'm saying. It's not just you're playing Sinatra or Crosby. I mean, what station can you turn on and you go from Bing to the Beatles or Sinatra to Santana?
It's true.
Throw in Johnny Cash and Leon Redbone.
We turned some pretty wild corners here in music.
It's a combination again of the music and what. The personality here at the station bring to it. It's the love. It's the honesty. It's the sincere. Like I've said to you before, you don't talk to us. You talk with us.
Thank you. What a compliment.
And that's what it is. And that's why it's going to be, I called in yesterday, and Jeff was kind enough to play a song for me. Mm-hmm. But like my Bunny is going to be Blue Monday.
We played that here too.
But
we're gonna color it bright yellow. Okay.
Blue
will be the color of the sky. Okay.
Never say never.
Okay. Never indeed. So we'll keep fingers crossed here.
Yeah.
Kevin, thank you so much. You have a request here for your beautiful wife.
I do. You know, I have this the Kirsten to put up. For 40 years, she's put up with my antics. She's got an expressway to heaven. So
what would you like to hear?
It's a Wonderful World.
Oh, we'll do it for you.
None other.
Thank you, brother. Armstrong. Stick around for a while.
I will. Okay, thank you, guys.
Right, here we go. Here's your song.
I see trees of green.
Oh, yeah, what a great way to end that song. That was a slow burner for Louis Armstrong. Do you believe that? It's hard to believe, really. What a Wonderful World came out several years before it became a big hit. It just did not resonate for some reason in this country in 1967. It did very well right away over in the UK. It wasn't until the movie Good Morning Vietnam. Remember that one, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when the song was used on the soundtrack, and it just like a rocket went straight up, and it never hit number one, but it reached pretty good heights on the top 40. That is a much-requested song, and I melt every time I hear that song. That is just one of the best ever. And you can't imagine it being sung any better than by Louis Armstrong.
Right. Huh? Yeah.
Do you believe that? Yeah. You don't have to agree with me all the time, Bobby, but, you know, I appreciate when you do. Thank you. And thanks to our requester on that one, our buddy Kevin here, mm-hmm. Kevin McKeever. We're going to use his last name. A good Irishman he is. And he came all the way in from Lakeville today just to sit in with us for a while. And he's going to stay around here, too.
And you introduced him to some Irish folks in the lobby.
I did indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. So, yes, the Irish are having a good time. And we got an Irish corner over here in the front office.
Just
here
like
right
the
now.
Bronx.
Just like the Bronx. That's right. So here we are at 120 right now. We have 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. Yes, we're kind of stuck in that rut right now. Not going to get much warmer today. You're warming us up, though. I'll tell you that with your love and affection. Thank you. I don't mean to be laying it on thick. It's all sincere. We're not doing a funeral today. We're not doing a wake. We're doing a celebration. This is a celebration today of gratitude for you and a celebration of hope, too. We're hoping that somehow, some way, maybe hopefully not too far down the line, we can find a way to keep this lovely station going, get it back on. It's going to go dark tomorrow night, no doubt about that. The plug will be pulled, but so many wonderful, loving people are at work right now trying to find a way to bring it back. Or, if we must, migrate the show elsewhere, okay? But we want to keep this program that you have been so kind to support over the years. We want to keep it going. So we'll do our... That's our goal right now. So that's why we feel optimistic. That's why we feel hopeful. And I think that's a good emotion, isn't it?
There are so many smart people working to keep the show going.
There truly are. There really are.
From all different angles.
Yep. And we, as you know, because of computers these days, there's no such thing as a local station. We, like any other radio station, can become a national, international station through computer live streaming.
Right.
And we have, over the years now, assembled so many far-flung listeners who are with us sometimes every day. Dan, our buddy Dan Moy in Oak Park, Illinois. Isn't he something? Not only does he know his music, he is a wonderful photographer. And Bob, he sent along that gorgeous photograph. He sent a copy along that he took, a photograph of Don Stillwater at dawn, a beautiful, beautiful, just almost like an oil painting of the rosy pink skyline over the Wisconsin side of the St. Croix River as the sun starts to make its way up for another day. You see the lift bridge and the old grain elevator in the foreground, and it's our beloved Stillwater, isn't it? It's where we broadcast from every day. So, Dan, that's a beautiful, beautiful gesture, and along with it, boy, can this guy write. He's wonderful. He writes, Stan, Bobby J., Jenna, and Chris, of course, Chris Hayes, he'll be giving you some relief there in the control room so you can walk around a little bit and not go crazy. Enclosed for each of you a copy of the image I captured the morning after I visited you at the radio station. That would have been last autumn, I think,
in the fall,
or late
summer.
He says, I'm sharing this image with you. This is Dan from Oak Park, Illinois. I'm sharing this image with you in gratitude for the great program you have provided me and to all the listeners, thank you, the past several years. Thank you for the chance to share some of my favorite songs with you and the listeners. As you know, I have already submitted my last song request several weeks ago. Thanks for playing Ann Murray's Talk It Over in the Morning, by the way. Well, pleasure to do that, Dan. I chose to step aside knowing you would be getting lots of requests this month from your local listener base. One of the best things about your program, writes Dan, is that almost every day I hear at least one good song I have never heard before or learned at least one new fact about the artists and the songs they made. I have enjoyed the program this month and hope everyone can make their requests by Friday. Well, they're doing their best, Danny. And he concludes this way, Bobby, and this will lead us to a beautiful song. Dan writes, how appropriate it was that your program saluted Dame Vera Lynn on her 101st birthday this past week. I believe she expressed this applicable and appropriate sentiment going forward.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when.
Stan does a lot of research to bring you the music facts every day, but rest assured, he doesn't believe everything he reads. The reason, in his mind, is rather simple.
When you start to read reading, how do you know that the feller that wrote the reading right?
Huh, makes sense to me. Uncovering the backstories to all your favorite songs every day on KLBB.
Stan is playing your song. Thanks for listening to the Wolf Brewing Company All Request and Dedication Show on Club 1220 KLBB.
Here we are. We tell you what, we're doing an Ed Sullivan show here. We've got so many things. Remember the guy with the 20 sticks twirling the plates? That's what we're doing here today. Our friends from Channel 11 are in the studio right now. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Why don't you get on the air and tell us who we are so we can watch for the piece tonight. I know who you are, but tell our listeners. Please.
Zach Lazway from Care 11 News.
You know Zach. You've seen him on the air. Our photographer here.
Matt Passholt.
Passholt. Now, that's an interesting surname. Yeah. You wouldn't be related to Jeff, would you?
Maybe.
Just look at him. Just look at him.
I looked at him.
They look handsome, like twins.
Handsome
devils, right?
Just like you.
Oh,
just like
stop.
You, Zach.
Stop. You're being kind.
Yes, I am, but it's sincere. We've got a phone call we want to take right now, guys. Okay, you can keep rolling there if you like. Let's grab line five there. Bobby, good afternoon. With whom? Notice the grammar. With whom are we speaking, please? Hello? Hello, are you
Rita?
There? Oh, boy.
Rita.
I'll bet I scared Rita away.
Rita.
Did I? Oh my,
Rita!
Well, Rita, why don't you redial if you can? Can you do that? Rita, are you there now?
I think Rita hung up.
Okay, Rita.
She heard Care 11.
She heard Care 11.
She said goodbye.
She said goodbye. Maybe a Channel 4 viewer. Huh? Oh, well, we'll get her on your side yet. We'll try to get Rita back on. Rita, if you can hear us right now, call in again if you would please. We want to talk to you. Thank you. All right, we're at 1:30 right now. We'll get to the weather here in just a moment. But I think we want to do a song first, don't we?
Yep, let's
can we
go
do that,
JD.
Bobby?
Yep.
Poor Bobby. You got 8,000 things going over there, huh? All I have to do here is just kind of have a sip of beer. And, you know, I'm not into the beer yet.
No.
We're going till 4 o'clock this afternoon, folks. Mm-hmm. We've doubled our money, doubled our fun today. So we'll be with you 2 hours beyond what we usually do on our valedictory show for a while anyway. We have a request here, another anonymous requester here in the Metro, I believe. This guy comes through here from time to time. He comes from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I wish I could say I was from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. J.D. McPherson does. He's a kid. He was born too late, Bobby. He should have been born back in the 40s, so he could have been playing rock and roll with Chuck Berry and Little Richard. But he was born later. But you know what? He has learned their finger picking and their singing. And here's a good example right here. J.D. McPherson, why don't you burn the place down? Here we go. You can put that guy down as crazy about a Northside gal, don't you think, huh? Mm. J.D. McPherson there, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Is that a retro rocker? Is he good?
Yeah.
Oh, love that sound, and thank you so much for the request. Oh, Northside Gal is the name of that. Ah, we played that by request many, many times. That just picks you up, doesn't it, though? Mm. Oh, boy, good sound. Let's do a little weather here. It's 1:34 on the clock right now for the balance of today in the Twin Cities metro area. Going to be some drizzle flying around here, mostly cloudy, high near 41. Daytime snow accumulation. Good golly, Miss Molly. Less than a half inch possible. There's nothing guaranteed about that. I don't know about you. I just soon forget about the snow right now. We've had enough. Tonight, rain and snow becoming all rain this coming morning about 4 a.m. just before sunup. Overnight low 26 in the Twin Cities. Tomorrow things get weird. Temperatures will be falling during the day to about 25. So we're going to... Yeah, do you hear that scream? Blood-curdling, freezing scream. So 25 eventually by about 10 in the morning, and that's going to be about as high as we get tomorrow, 25, owie. The winds are going to be a huge factor tomorrow. Gusts, I haven't seen this number for a long time. Winds gusting in the metro tomorrow up to 40 miles per hour. Woo! Batten down the old hatches, folks, on anything else. Sunday, Easter Sunday, sunny skies. We get the sun back. Great stuff. 35 is all we can expect in the way of temperature. 35 for a high Easter Sunday. Monday, a little bit of snow maybe before noon, high of 39, let's call it 40, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now, we can't get off 38. We've been on 38 degrees for the last 2 hours, heading for the low 40s. Here we go. Well, we have a request here and a nice note from Bill in North St. Paul. Bobby, okay, I'll read this. I really love and loved your show. He's using present and past tense here. Mm-hmm. We kind of prefer the, we realize we have to use past tense for a while, but we also like the present tense. Love your show. Between Stan and Bobby, you two taught me more by accident than I learned on purpose in school. You guys followed me around my yard when I would be mowing my grass, shoveling snow, and alongside of me as I'd be in my garage working on my derelict 66 Ford. Give us a ride sometime, Bill. Thank you. Bill goes on, his Ford Bronco. From time to time, I've requested and you played my requests, plus the information about artist and song. He calls those priceless. Well, thank you. It's been a joy doing that for you. For all the songs, if possible, could you play a song from the late 50s? I think it was called The wayward wind is a restless wind. Thank you so much. And he adds, Bill does in North St. Paul, I pray that somehow your show gets picked up. He says some nice words about your truly, and of course, nice words about my buddy here, my buddy Bobby here.
Make sure you say those words about
him. Yeah, my, and savvy DJ.
Right.
Yeah, Bobby, your right-hand guy there. Yeah, well, as I said the other day, Bobby's not a cog in the wheel. He is the wheel.
You're too modest to read the compliments about you, but I want you to read them about me.
Okay. Thank you, Bobby. And Bill signs off. God bless. Thank you. Bill in North St. Paul. Yeah, you got that just about right. The song you want to hear is by Gogi Grant. I'll tell you what, one of the most beautiful voices God ever put on earth. Mm-hmm. Here. The song, you're right, The Wayward Wind. Remember this one? We give an A-plus to the singer of that song, Gogi Grant, and we give an A-plus to the arranger, too, of that song. That is absolutely gorgeous. The instrumentation is just absolutely ethereal. The French horn there at the end is haunting, too. Great song. Number one song for Gogi Grant back in 1956. A great pick there, a great request from Bill in North St. Paul. Bill, thank you so much. What you couldn't hear during the playing of that song was a harmony version of Wayward Wind by our in-studio guest and yours truly. You're not going to hear my voice singing, but Sharon Lemieux is a beautiful singer. Sharon, she's based here locally. You've been the subject of national magazine articles.
Scary, isn't
you,
it?
No, it's wonderful. You are a gifted vocalist, a chanteuse, all the rest of it. Thank you for being here today.
So I wouldn't want to miss it.
Thank you.
This is something else to be able to be featured again on KLBB after all these years, but to actually stop by to say goodbye. And maybe hello.
I like that last part best. Thank you.
Amen,
thank you,
brother.
And the wayward wind
is a restless wind.
Wonderful singer you are. Mm-hmm. So what got you, what was your inspiration for being a singer? How did you come to
it? You know, I have played guitar for, this is my, I think, 45th year of mm-hmm. being a musician. Mm-hmm. And just sang my way through the Midwest and landed in Minneapolis in 1978. Just in time for the Minneapolis Sound. Of course, I started playing in every coffee shop available at the time. I was.
So did Bob Dylan. That's how he started.
I was featured in Coffee House Extempore.
Yeah.
Do you remember those words?
Yeah, I do.
But then bounced around, have done everything from bluegrass to jazz to, I was actually a house band up here at the Post 48 for the last 6 years as lead singer of Billy Club Snyder and the Snitch Boys.
Say that again.
That's yep. Good. Billy Club Snyder and the Snitch
and
Boys.
The Snitch Boys.
Yep. It was founded by my old sergeant from the St. Paul Police Department. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from going solo, from going with a pianist, Dan Wasco is my pianist on Smile.
I know Dan. He's a mm-hmm. reporter. Wasn't he a reporter on the Star Trip for
yep.
a long time? Great
yep.
guy. Mm-hmm.
He is. Yep. He still is. He's since retired from the Star Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
But
and he
great
plays
pianist.
The carillon, I think, in the City Hall. He plays,
occasionally.
He plays the bells.
Rumor has it.
Anyway, it's a tough game, performing, doing what you do.
You it's know, a you wonderful can,
you
game,
can have,
though.
You can, yeah, but you have the great talent, but getting that certain break, getting the traction, getting the promotion behind you, it's a tough thing.
Well, I like to say, you know, this is the only place in Minneapolis in this country that I have not had to go on the road in order to make a living. I have 6 children that I was able to stay at home and raise while I was singing to them and still sang for our suppers. But not very many musicians can stay that local for that long.
How did you do that juggle, lady? That's amazing. 6 kids, huh? Amazing. Wow.
Hey, KLBB helped us up in the mornings,
thank
that's
you.
For sure.
Where can we hear you? Are you performing now?
You know what? My living room.
Okay. how big is your living room?
It's a pretty good size, and sometimes in my backyard as well.
Okay. You belong on a big stage in front of a big
thank
audience,
you.
Sharon. You do. Sharon Lemieux. We're going to hear Sharon sing for us right here. Sharon, thank you so much. Thanks for your sentiment.
Thanks
we'll
for
meet
the
again.
Memories. Okay. Amen, brother.
Thank you.
Smile, though your heart is aching, if you just smile.
You are listening to the All Request Show with Stan Turner.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on KLBB.
Call 651-275-1220. The Wolf Brewing Company All Request and Dedication Show with Stan Turner is on Club 1220. KLBB.
So, Bobby, what's better, showboater or grandstander?
I kind of like grandstander.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. I've been up in the grandstand. I've never been on a showboat, though. Okay. Who was that guy? Do you have any idea?
I recognize the voice. I just can't place the face.
Why don't we send a tweet? Maybe he'll tweet us back, or we can put him on the air. Yeah. The voice is familiar. The tweet is familiar, but I can't place the name now. Okay. Well, thank you for that compliment. Thank you very little. It's 1:47. My goodness, hour number two. We got two more hours after this today, folks. Yep. Yes, we are. We're going to make the utmost of being with our wonderful family. That's you. Thank you so much. We have a request from Steve in Maplewood. He wants Willie Nelson to sing a song. This must be somebody else's theme song. Can't be ours, can it? The one that Willie's going to sing here?
Right.
Okay, maybe for a little while it'll be our song. But we hope to come back. Here we go.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Well, if the party's over, parties can always be restarted, and that's our hope. That's our hope. So right now, okay, Willie, have your way. ABC Monday Night Football. Was it Meredith who used to sing that when it was a blowout game?
Right, when
the score was about 72-6.
Right.
He'd start singing Meredith. Turn out the lights, the party's over.
I think it would always annoy Howard Cosell with that.
What didn't annoy Howard? Howard had a way of annoying right back, didn't he? Okay, that's Willie, of course. Thanks, Steve in Maplewood, for the request. The telephones, crazier than ever today. Thank you so much, and we're loving every bit of it. Line 3, let's see who's there. Good afternoon, please. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's there, please? Hello.
Yep, go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
What's your first
name? This is June from White Bear Lake.
All right, thank you for calling.
And, I just thought I'd call in, besides wishing you guys well and the best of everything, but I've listened for that station on and off over the years since about 1949, 1950, when I was in the sixth grade. Mm. And I'd go over to my buddy's house, and we'd sit up in his bedroom and write down the names of all the songs on the radio and who sang them so we wouldn't forget.
Right.
And it was... Waven was the voice of the valley.
That's right.
I remember.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Those are lovely memories, and so nice of you to share those with it. Many people hold memories like that in common with you, I can guarantee you. Radio's been your friend, and this station is always going to be your friend right up to the last year, and then we hope maybe down the line a ways we can get back doing this stuff. We'll see. We'll let you know. Thank you so much for calling. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like a couple things played, if you would.
I got your list, Gene. Okay. So thank you. We wrote those down, and we're going to try to sneak them in maybe in the next 2 hours.
We got two more hours to go, Gene.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
That'd be fine.
Okay, brother. Thank you. 1:52 right now. We're going to get one more song in this this hour. This comes to us, and Bobby, this is Dan. An email popped in. I'm not sure from where, but Dan, thank you. The song we're going to play, Glenn Campbell. How can you go wrong, Bobby? This song is from Glenn's 1971 album. The Last Time I Saw Her. Glenn also performed this song at the grand opening of the Walt Disney World theme park in Orlando. Here's the deal. One of the most beautiful songs Glenn ever recorded. This was written by the Alabama Wild Man himself, Jerry Reed. One beautiful song.
When the sun came up this morning,
melt your heart. I've never heard that before. Glenn Campbell, Today Is Mine, written by the guy who gave us some crazy songs like Amos Moses and some of those nutty, wacko novelty songs. Jerry Reed wrote that. Isn't that a gorgeous piece of music? Beautifully rendered, of course, by Glenn Campbell. And the requester, Dan, thank you. He says, as you wind down for now, this awesome show, thank you for playing my request from 71, Glenn Campbell, on that Today Is Mine. Our pleasure, my friend. Mm-hmm. Thank you. 1:56, back in a second.
It's Stan Turner.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to be here tonight, even at this salary.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on KLBB.
Birthdays, anniversaries, a special occasion. Stan does it all. Call 651-275-1220. The Wolf Brewing Company, all request and dedication show on Club 1220. KLBB.
Did that guy say celery or salary? Yeah. I'm not quite. Still working on that. Yeah. Okay, we got to get right into a song here, a request for the Statler Brothers. This is a song about reaching back for so many good things that have gone away, and maybe we'll come back.
Everybody knows when you go to the show, you can't take the kids along.
To see them again.
KLBB Radio, Stillwater, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. And from all of us to all of you.
Thanks for the memory.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison.